Well, I too greet each one of you in Jesus' name. It's good to be here. It's good to see you all. I plan to share a short sermonette, devotional meditation this morning. And then we do still plan to give the time to the team who's just returned from Bangladesh to give their reports and to share what God's done in their lives, what he's done in the lives of others. And I want to say, I too am so thankful to have you all back. It's good to have our eldest member here, the elders of the church, Brother Donald and Sister Linda. It's good to have you back here and the rest of you as well. We're thankful for God bringing you back safely. This morning, I just want to draw our attention a little further to this thought of the resurrection. And the fact that our Savior is alive, the God that we serve is alive. I want to think a little bit about that. As I thought about this event and I was thinking about this week, I had a host of different thoughts. I was trying to figure out how I should feel about this, because there's a lot of tension being given to the joy of the resurrection, and rightly so. This morning I received a text from a text message from someone who I know is an unbeliever, who sent to me, "Happy Easter." And it was probably a group text. But still, what is there to be happy about Easter if you don't know Christ? And so I did send back a little text, something about hoping that may each of us find life of the resurrection, the resurrected life, or I'm not sure what I put in there. But so there's a lot of attention being given to that out there. And so one of the questions that I had in my mind this week is what is the significance of the resurrection? Why is Christ alive? Why did that body come back to life? Why? You see, Jesus, as he came as a spirit and entered into the body, and then there was a day when he left that body, but the spirit just went back into the heavens. Jesus no longer, it's not that he never stopped existing. He just moved out of the body. And I guess you can't separate Jesus from the body. That'd be one thought you could think about, because the work of Jesus is wrapped up in the body, right? And I know that I'm not going to even begin to answer all the reasons why Christ is alive. That's not the purpose of this message. There are many. I want to focus on one that really blessed my heart. And last night as I was studying this, I began to look through Hebrews and I found the verse that just made this real clear in my mind, and it blessed me, and I want to share that with you all this morning. The other question I had is, why did the women rejoice? They did rejoice, if you'll notice in Matthew 28:8, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy and did run to bring the disciples word. Why were they joyful? Why? Why were those women joyful? Now, I don't even know that we really need to answer that question, but I think it wasn't necessarily because they understood the great spiritual truth behind it. Now, I could be wrong, and I'm not judging them, but it would seem to me it was more affixed to the fact that Jesus, as they knew the man, had suddenly come back to them. So is that what our joy? Is our joy the same as that joy this morning? What is our joy affixed on this morning? This past week, Sonny and I had a conversation with a man that we work with, and he just sort of piped up something about Happy Easter, and then he said, Christ came to die. He came just to die. And Sonny just almost right away said, well, he came to give life. And my thoughts were, they're both right. They're both right. Jesus lived so that he could die, and Jesus came so that he could give life. They both were right. But what was the purpose? What is the purpose of his resurrection? Why did Jesus come back into that crucified body? Why did he come back into that crucified body? And this morning, the answers really could be many. He came back to, well, one of them is, but now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. There's significance in that. There is significance in the fact that he came back, and it is he's the first one of the resurrected. Those who are resurrected, who are born again, and he's come back so that he could return to heaven, and so that the Comforter could come, and the list could go on. There is many reasons why he came back. But as I thought about this thing of the resurrection, I went to man, first of all. Man, as we think about men, they too are resurrected. But they are resurrected for this purpose. Why is man, as you think about the significance of the resurrection of Christ and the resurrection of man in the new birth, the new life, the Bible teaches it much. God's going to put a new heart into them, and he's going to write his law in their hearts and in their minds. And what is man resurrected for? And Jesus, when he came back, did he now have a different kind of life? Well, I just raised that question for a moment. But when we think about the significance of the resurrection for us, it's the significance of new life in man, isn't it? And that is the purpose of man. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is desiring the resurrected life from you and I, a new life. I'm asking the question, though, is that the resurrection that was what's different about the resurrection of Christ here? Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Those are all those things that God is seeking from you and me in our resurrected lives. You see, brothers and sisters, we need the resurrected life. Not only do we need to die, but God is asking for a resurrected life. He says, ye must be born again. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot. The resurrected life for you and me is necessary, seems to be a weak word. But you see, Christ did not need the resurrected life. Was Christ coming in back into that body and being resurrected, was it necessary for him to have some new life? No, because Christ already is and was and will be the resurrection and the life. Jesus said to the woman there at the well, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so this morning, why was Christ resurrected? Why did he come back into the body? Hebrews 7, turn with me there. I want to look at just a few verses there. Let's start at verse 22 of Hebrews 7. But so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, Christ, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Who, For such an high priest became us who is holy and harmless and undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, and he was that from his birth. Who needeth not daily as these high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. And for the law maketh men high priests which hath infirmities, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. Christ is was resurrected, was entered back into his body so that that body could live forever. The sacrifice, the death experience was taken, that body was taken with him to heaven, and he is presenting it before the Father and saying, this is the token. This is how this man can be redeemed. He's been resurrected for that purpose. That blessed me so much when I discovered that. If you'll notice too, in Hebrews 9, just turn back right here to Hebrews 9, verse 24. This is another, there's so many verses we could look at here, comparing the new and the old covenant. But let's just look at, let's just go to verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's beautiful. And it, you know what, as I was looking at this, as I said, there's many reasons why the resurrection needed to happen. It was part of God's plan. But I believe that I wanted us to capture this thought this morning. The resurrection, Christ came back into that body for the express purpose of being the advocate before the Father for you and me. That is living on forever. And as I look into the worship scenes in eternity, there is recognition being given to the Lamb that was slain. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And it is appointed once unto men to die, but after the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So this body that he took back, this body that he entered into is the same one who dealt with the infirmities that we deal with, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. See, it's that body that he entered back into. It's that body that was resurrected and that he returned to heaven with. Now we can, there's some spiritual thoughts we could look at there, but it's still that body that he is living in forever, representing the salvation, the shed blood to God, and asking that God would accept that blood on our lives. You see, so I'll just read some of my closing thoughts in this. So I see then that the greatest significance for Christ, what this is teaching me then is that the greatest significance for Christ lay in his death. The greatest significance for our salvation, when Christ is before God, it is his blood. It is this body that was broken. It is this sacrifice that he made, that paid for our sin's debt. And as resurrected as we may be, it's still not enough. It's because of the blood of Christ that we'll stand before God. It's because of what he's done for us. But for man, the greatest significance lies in the life he has been given because of this death. So we greatly rejoice because Jesus arose and is connected to us through the life that he lived in the flesh. He ever liveth, and he is defending, he is presenting his death to our Father God. He is entreating the Father on behalf of you and me. He's doing that this morning. And that, I believe, is why we should be rejoicing with the women because of this resurrection experience, the life that entered back into that body, and the work that God is doing, that Jesus is doing still on our behalf. Wherefore, he is able, Jesus is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And as I noted, this one scene yet in eternity, Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I see that picture being the Lamb that was slain. It is that body that was pierced. It is, I believe it would be recognizable also in eternity. So I trust that's inspired us this morning, that we've been blessed by this resurrection, that Jesus came back into this body, and that he's interceding for you and for me. Let's just sing Alive, Alive.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. We thank you, O God, for this Lamb that was slain. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins. We thank you, O God, for your love and your mercy you showed to us through this great love. Thank you that Jesus did arise and that he's sitting on your right hand. O God, we thank you for the advocate that we have. And we just pray that you would continue to work in our hearts. O God, we desire to be also to die this death, and we desire to be brought to life, the resurrected life, in newness of life. We desire to be showing forth this marvelous light in this darkness that's around us. We want to be your people, and I just pray that you would give us the grace and the strength we need. Thank you again for the resurrection. Thank you that this morning we can rejoice, and help us to rejoice. Increase our faith, O God. And help us to grow in our confidence in what you've done for us and through Jesus Christ. Bless the remainder of this service, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.